With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump yesterday condemned the shooting of two West Virginia National Guard members on the streets of D.C. Two victims are hospitalized in critical condition.
I have directed the Department of War to mobilize an additional 500 troops to help protect our capital city. We will make America totally safe again.
The suspect, also shot and wounded, is identified as an Afghan national. 29-year-old Rahmanullah Lakhanwal came to the U.S. in 2021, and in light of the ambush, the Trump administration will review the status of refugees allowed into the U.S. by the Biden administration.
A memo obtained by the Associated Press says during the Biden years, expediency and quantity were prioritized over detailed screening and vetting. The memo says that warrants a comprehensive review, including the re-interviewing of all refugees admitted from January 20th, 2021 to February 20th, 2025. The memo immediately suspends green card approvals for the nearly 200,000 refugees who came to the U.S. during that period. The move could face legal challenges from advocates of the refugee program. They criticized the move as cruel and wasteful. Mike Hempen, Washington.
President Trump is sending along his best wishes on this national holiday.
On behalf of the First Lady and the entire Trump family, I want to wish all Americans a very, very happy Thanksgiving. It's a great time of the year, and our country is doing really well.
Wisconsin authorities have asked a state court to revoke the conditional release of Morgan Geiser, the woman who, in 2014, almost killed her sixth-grade classmate in the name of horror villain Slender Man. On Wednesday, they will seal the petition. This is SRN News. A New Jersey spa must let men into women's spaces.
King Spa in Palisades Park bills itself as the largest Korean spa and sauna on the East Coast and caters to both men and women. But they have separate bathrooms and locker rooms, and now that is ending. Superior Court Judge Thomas Sarlo has ruled that King Spa cannot bar men who are living as women from using the women's facilities under terms of New Jersey's non-discrimination statutes. A 35-year-old man sued the business in 2022. Michael Harrington reporting.
Slovenians have rejected a referendum that would have allowed people to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. About 53% of voters rejected the proposed bill, while 46% supported it. The no votes also represented more than 20% of the 1.7 million eligible voters in Slovenia, where it is required by election rules. This is SRN News. Two Russians and one American are heading off to the International Space Station.
3, 2, 1, and liftoff.
A Soyuz booster rocket lifted off at 2:27 p.m. local time in Kazakhstan on Thursday. It docked at the station approximately 3 hours after liftoff. The Soyuz MS-28 spacecraft carried NASA astronaut Chris Williams and Russian crewmates Sergei Mikhaev and Sergei Kudryavtsev. All three are expected to spend about 8 months at the orbiting outpost. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade brought balloons depicting Buzz Lightyear and Pac-Man to the New York City skies and floats featuring Labubu and Lego to the streets. Today's parade started on Manhattan's Upper West Side and closed at the iconic Macy's Herald Square flagship. More details at srnnews.com.